And from our perspective here, there's no off-season in football. It's always football season, especially when it comes time to talking about the Maine Black Bears. We're joined on the phone by the head coach of the Bears, Jack Cosgrove. Coach, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. Good afternoon to you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I brought the A-team with me here. Mr. Lucy joining us in studio as well.
Oh.
Good to hear from you, Cos and Rich.
You got to prepare me better for those things. You got the notes out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's summer, and he's got about six pages here.
Outstanding.
Just getting ready for that first game, Cos.
How do you find the time to write it all down?
That's a process. I had a little extra time today. It was a vacation day, so I chipped away at it a little bit.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in the summer. I know in recent years, one of the keys to your success, Cos, has been having guys hang around and work together over the summer. How many guys, have you got a count on how many players are here this summer?
Well, this is kind of the valley of the summer right now, if you want to put it that way. The peak time is May and early June, and then July is really the two-month time period. So right now we probably, our numbers low. Simply because, Rich, there's not a lot of summer school courses being offered right now. So that's a new requirement by the NCAA. So it does, there is some NCAA involvement even in this. And so because of that, we have to kind of look at May term, which is a great time for classes being offered here, and July, which is better than June. And so those are the two time periods that you'll see the volume. I'm talking of 75, 80 guys, you know. It's about half of that right now.
Cos, I know one of the big things you wanted to accomplish in the offseason was really work on the size and strength, particularly on the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively. How do you think you came out of the offseason workouts in that area?
Well, I think we really attacked that very well. And, you know, I'll give credit to Matt King, our strength coach, who's now left us and is down at Columbia. And then we were in a bit of a scramble. We had Matt Murray and Colin Kilburn working down there. We brought Marcus Wascheleski into the fold. Marcus was a graduate assistant, you know, for the phys ed department here, working with Bob Leonard, and he came up. And you know, we really didn't miss a beat. And I think one of the things that I'm excited about is what Marcus brings to the table right now. He's been running our strength and conditioning program here in the summer months, and you know, Marcus is, you know, he's a very bright young man. He's talked a lot more and spent a lot more time on some of the issues that we have related to soft tissue and then also diet and nutrition. So I think he's brought a nice little piece with himself, along with his expertise in terms of the strength and conditioning field itself. So we're hoping to get that settled up. We're still moving here in the direction of hiring a new director of speed, actually we're going to call it director of athletic performance here, and that's in the process, and hopefully these guys are still a big part of that.
Cos, the schedule for the next couple of years, very interesting, and we've talked about it before, but not just one, but two FBS opponents on the schedule, and that's going to be the norm for the Black Bears. This year, the trips to Boston College and Tulane, and then next year, UConn, and a first-ever trip out to the Glass Bowl in Toledo.
Yeah, those are challenges, Rich, that we're willing to embrace. I think we have to. We know that. You know, we're challenged financially all the time, and we need to be able to do those things. And along with that comes the raised expectations of our you're right here, you know, within our own program. You got to raise your standards and expectations simply to be able to compete like that, because it is, you know, these are schools with 85 scholarships in comparison to our 60. So the depth and the things of that nature are very prominent. And games like this can be, you know, can be setbacks if you're not fully prepared. The injury issue is one thing. You hear that from a lot of coaches, but, I just refuse to ever think along those lines. And then the other factor certainly is, you know, if you don't play well, if you're not in the football game, it's that decision to what to do with your personnel versus theirs in a game of that nature, where you really want to cut down on the, I guess, again, that risk of injury. So we got to be very much on top of things and playing those games, but it's an opportunity for us. I think our guys in our history have done a great job in preparing for those games and really honoring the main uniform when we play those games. So there really is a lot to look forward here on our part.
Cause, when I do a little research here, I'm really excited about this team next year, particularly the defense, who played so consistently well last year. And you look at some of the players you got coming back. I was telling Rich, I'd be hard-pressed to think of a season when I wasn't more excited about what your defense can bring to the table. That front four with Bates, Kozlikowski, Ricard, and Green has got to be the best in the league. You look at the depth at linebacker. I know you've got some new, younger people in the defensive backfield, but they blend in with some experienced guys like Devontae Burke and Sherrard Baltimore, and I just think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch that defense play this year. Can you talk a little bit about your defense?
Well, sure, you know, and you're right, Bob, to be excited about them. And we really are blessed to have a front seven like this, and even more so. It reminds me of times in the past when our front seven is made up of guys who weren't very highly recruited guys. I mean, if I look at and went across that list, there's not a full scholarship guy in the lineup there. At any of the positions, except for Christoph Malumber at the middle linebacker position, he's the only one that came here outside of being a walk-on or a partial scholarship guy. So these are developmental guys that have really embraced their opportunity, and that chip on their shoulder, that I'll prove them wrong kind of mentality is really part of this, and it drives them. I mean, I think we'd be hard-pressed to see a better defensive tackle in the conference than Pat Ricard, a better end than Trevor Bates. Our linebackers outside of Chris that I mentioned, Cabrini-Gonzalez is a playmaker. Randy Samuels has taken great strides over the course of his time here, and it's just neat to see that happen. Our concern, Bob, will be the safety position. You know, I think, we lost in Kyrie and Pat Pascal, two veteran players back there. Pat ended up filling in real nicely when we lost Devontae, and Devontae's coming back from a pretty significant injury, so was not around the spring, did not participate in the drills. He's still got a ways to go. We have two young rising first-year players. You saw Darius Hart last year. We think he can be a factor in this whole thing and really can be a very good player here. And then we have a couple of younger freshmen, Simi Demurin, who had a great spring. But there's some questions at that position in particular. And in our defense, that position is very heavily involved in run support and also, the leadership component of our defense. If Devontae comes back and is playing like he was playing last year when he got hurt, we'll feel a lot better about our defense.
Cussie, on the offensive side of things, everybody focuses on the quarterback, but you've got two guys there that can play. But your success, when you've had great seasons, it's come down to the play on the offensive line. I know that's been an area of focus, and I know it sounded like the coaches were pretty pleased with the way the offensive line played in the spring session.
Well, I think, you're right, Rich. I mean, the quarterback thing will always be the number one concern for everybody, and it should be. In this game, that's the position that's the difference maker. And, we have at least the opportunity, unlike some teams in our league, to have two guys who have won games in this league to battle it out for the starting spot. So I think we're fortunate that way. As far as the O-line goes, I think the growth and development, in particular, of our two tackles, Jamil Demby and Isaiah Brooks, was a significant highlight of the spring. I think they're benefited by the fact of who they go up against every day. Again, Bob had mentioned the front seven on defense. Well, that front five on offense, that center, two guys and two tackles, we spend a lot of time inside run, or we have another period we call blitz pickup where those guys are actively involved, and to see the progress we made as a result of that individual and group competition that goes on during the spring was really uplifting. I thought Danny Burrows made great strides in the offensive line, and now he's threatening to be one of our starters. Danny came in the spring as our sixth guy, but he may have taken over one of the guard spots with the play he had this spring, which is real encouraging because Danny is a real tough, hard-nosed kid, and kind of brings a lot of the toughness quotient to our group. Bruce Johnson, by far, is the glue in there, and having Danny Carricker now as a a 2-year starter here, that's going to do a lot for the group and its mentality. And we certainly feel a lot better about that group going into this year than we felt about our O-line in quite some time.
Causey, always a tough league, the CAA. And when I look back at your schedule last year, 9 of your 11 games were decided by 13 points or less, including 6 games decided by 8 points or less. And I'm assuming the league is going to be real competitive again this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes without saying. You know, the team probably that took the biggest hit was New Hampshire, and just in terms of having that 23-person senior class and some very highly recognizable names departing. But they had their quarterback back, and so that's at least something that they've got in their back pocket that he's a good one, as everybody knows, Sean Goldrich. The team that everybody's talking about is Villanova, and rightfully so, with John Robertson coming back and just a veteran group of guys that they continually seem to churn out, and they're constantly in a top 2-3 mentality with their program. It's going to be as competitive as it always is. James Madison, Richmond, William and Mary, all those teams down there in Virginia are always good. I know that we always feel that Stony Brook and Albany are great opponents. So it goes across the board. You got to be ready to play each and every week, home or away. And in a lot of ways, we feel good about our travel schedule. We have made it so that it's something that is a strength. We feel a strength of ours to be able to go on the road and win football games in the CAA.
Well, we can't wait for it. Cause, we'll have to check in with you again in a couple of weeks, get another summer update so we can be properly prepared for the start of the season.
We got camp coming up at the end of the week, guys. You want to take a walk around the track and watch some of those rising players in the state of Maine, you're welcome to do so. We'll be bebopping all summer, getting ready for the fall. It's an exciting time.
I like the sound of it. Cos, thanks as always. We'll see you soon.
Sounds great, Cos.
Thanks, guys.
That's Coach Jack Cosgrove talking Maine football on Downtown.